Hello, my name is Abigail Cotner, and this is my presentation focusing on factors influencing variation in monkey problem solving. Background information behind my research was influenced by my curiosity in the abilities of multiple monkey species and their problem-solving abilities. I was also interested in ways to stimulate them by providing a complex enrichment. My results will reflect primate cognition relating to diversity. The hypotheses being tested in the study were 1. Each capuchin species has a different problem-solving ability. Species being studied were black-capped capuchins and white-faced capuchins. I had predicted that black-caps will have a higher success rate at opening boxes because their wild counterparts utilize tools more often. My second hypothesis, Gwen and monkeys will display different capacities at problem-solving casts. The species being studied were Dobrazas, Wolfs, and Schmitz. I predicted that Schmitz will have a higher success rate at opening boxes compared to the others due to previous observations, where they showed heightened curiosity. It was also predicted that Dobrazas will succeed at opening all boxes because of its larger brain compared to the other Gwenins. The third hypothesis, New World monkeys and Old World monkeys will have different problem-solving abilities. It was predicted that the Old World monkey would be more capable of opening boxes due to larger size, which is an indicator of a larger brain. The fourth and final hypothesis was there will be a difference between the abilities of younger individuals compared to older ones and their problem-solving skills. I had predicted that the younger age individuals will be more likely to open the boxes because of a higher curiosity level, and juveniles are always learning. In order to test these ideas, a box was built with 6 doors of the same size but with different locks. Each lock was numbered 1 through 6, starting from the top left going down. There were 2 cabineers attached to the back that allowed for the box to hang off the inside of the cage. A novel food item was placed behind each door. In this case, I used peanuts. Monkeys were shifted to one side, and then we entered and placed the box on the inside of the cage. When securely locked, the monkeys were given access to both sides, and they were recorded and observed for 30 minutes, and then later retested up to 3 times. T-test and ANOVA test were used to calculate the significance of the data. These are the results for the Dobraza monkeys. The female adult spent the majority of the time solving the puzzle of the locks. Only one of the juveniles participated, and they opened box 1 every single trial. Mama Dobraza, as we call her, showed amazing abilities at opening the boxes compared to the other Gwenins. This graph shows the average number of boxes opened in seconds. These are the results for the Schmitz Gwenins, which succeeded in opening every box in the third trial under 10 minutes. These monkeys, all individuals, juveniles to adults, opened boxes. This species also showed higher curiosity in the enrichment, where the juveniles would play with the open doors. This graph also shows the amount of time it took for the monkeys to open the boxes. This is the results for the Wolf's Gwenins. These monkeys had very little interest in the enrichment. There was even one trial where they did not do anything. These monkeys were only successful in opening 2 of the boxes. This graph is displaying the average number of boxes opened between the 3 Gwenin species. Through the ANOVA statistic, there is a significant difference between the 3 Gwenin species' ability to open boxes. The p-value calculated was 0.012. This data here is showing the average number of boxes that the 2 capuchin species opened over the course of the 3 trials. These monkeys showed minimal interest or curiosity in the enrichment. There was no significant difference between the number of boxes opened between the 2 species. With a t-test of negative 0.378, degrees of freedom was 4, and a p-value of 0.725. This graph is showing the average number of boxes opened between the New World monkeys and the Old World monkeys across the 3 trials. The Old World monkeys showed the most curiosity in the boxes, and they opened more locks. However, the t-test that was conducted showed there was no significant difference between the New World monkeys and Old World monkeys. The results were a t-value of negative 2.19, degrees of freedom was 4, and a p-value of 0.094. This data here is comparing juvenile and adult's ability to open boxes. The graph is showing the average number of boxes opened across the 3 trials. It was observed that adults completed more locks. A t-test was conducted to find a significance, but there was no significant difference in the number of boxes opened by juveniles or by adults. The t-test was a negative 1.15 with degrees of freedom 4 and a p-value of 0.313. Over the course of the study, it was observed that adults may be better problem solvers. However, juveniles seemed more curious in the enrichment, especially in the function of the doors opening and closing. It was also discovered that old world monkeys are better problem solvers, which was predicted. While brain size may not necessarily mean more capable, other factors like competition may play a part. There is also no difference in capuchin species capabilities. For future studies, I would recommend or look into testing specific individuals' age or sex. Also, controlling the time the monkeys are fed beforehand may change the results, along with not giving them other forms of enrichment. One problem we did run into was one of the male capuchins had no teeth, so he could not eat the peanuts, which may have influenced him to not want to open as many boxes. So choosing a better novel food may help. This is a sped-up video of the Schmitz completing the puzzle on trial 3. This trial, they opened all the boxes and completed it under 10 minutes. And finally, I would like to give a special thanks to my research advisor, Dr. Daniel Baldessari, Michelle and Ruth at the Southwick Zoo, and all of my lovely monkey participants. Thank you for your time, and have a great day.